USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Florida is bracing for tropical storm Idalia coming in from the Gulf side of the state. It is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane when it hits land early Wednesday morning Eastern Time. Expect storm surges of up to 11 feet around Florida's Big Bend and winds around 70 miles an hour. The storm is expected to dump 4 to 8 inches of rain from Tuesday into Thursday and across parts of the west coast of Florida, the Florida Panhandle, southeast Georgia, and the eastern Carolinas, where it could flood streets. It's currently located off western Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond, and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Congressional Democrats calling for widespread student loan forgiveness owe major sums in educational debt. That's according to the Washington Examiner analysis of newly released financial disclosures.
14 Democratic members of Congress, including Reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, have called on President Biden to forgive college student loan debt. But together, they hold up to $1.7 million in personal or family student debt, according to 2022 filings. It's a move that's been criticized by ethics experts and a prominent Republican lawmaker. Michael Chamberlain from Protect the Public's Trust likened it to officials benefiting from stock they own. Nearly 90 Democrats, including 13 who held loans in 2022, have urged the president to cancel student debt through additional tools by early 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
Elton John is on the mend after a fall at his home in France and a trip to the hospital. A 76-year-old was treated for minor injuries. USA News.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in to do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because we think once you try to pair of Skechers slip-ins, you're not going to want to just do anything else. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Heck, your hands can be folded. You can just step right into them and go. They're that easy and comfortable. So what are the secrets behind Skechers slip-ins? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides right into place. Then our heel pillow technology keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite styles. So just slip in to Skechers Slip-ins. It's just that easy. Buy slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you have a mouth like a sailor, chances are you're more intelligent than most.
Turns out if you have the mouth of a sailor, you could just be more intelligent than most. Studies have shown that swearing is a sign of higher intelligence and also helps manage pain. A Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts professor who has studied the subject for over four decades says the benefits of using vulgar language have been discovered using a lot of research on the brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy. A 2015 study showed that well-educated people were better at coming up with swear words than those who were less verbally fluent.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A court filing Monday is revealing Elon Musk and X face more than 2,200 arbitration cases linked to sweeping changes that followed the takeover of the social media platform once known as Twitter. Let's get an update with the military crash in Australia over the weekend.
The military says 17 U.S. service members have been released from the hospital and two of the three still receiving care are recovering, with the third in critical condition. The three Marines killed were 21-year-old Corporal Spencer Collard of Virginia, Captain Eleanor LeBeau of Illinois, and Major Tobin Lewis of Colorado. All based in Hawaii, the Marine V-22 Osprey crashed on Melville Island in Australia Sunday morning during a multinational training exercise. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.